Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, January 16. Coming up, government turns down UK prison deal. Jamaica and Morocco sign cooperation agreement, and Health Ministry urges proper vector control practices. The details after the break.
The Legal Aid Council insists on the right of clients to consult a lawyer. An assigned counsel must take full instructions from the client, inquire into client's physical well-being if in custody, advise the client, and ensure all client rights are observed.
Now the news. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says the United Kingdom has been informed of the government's decision to reject the UK's offer to assist in the building of a new maximum security prison in Jamaica. Mrs. Johnson-Smith made the disclosure at Friday's sitting of the Senate. Senator Johnson-Smith notes that the previous administration and the UK government had signed a non-binding Memorandum of Understanding MOU under which the British government would have contributed £25 million towards building the facility. She points out that after assuming office, the new administration met with the UK government and discussed the terms which were posited under the MOU.
This administration does not believe that the terms offered would be beneficial to Jamaica as a whole.
Senator Johnson-Smith was responding to questions posed by opposition Senator Lambert Brown. She says the matter of the prison deal is therefore closed at this point in time. The government of Morocco is to provide technical assistance to Jamaica in the area of agriculture. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith says on a recently signed cooperation agreement between both governments, Morocco will be providing equipment and support to Jamaica's soil analysis facilities and will also assist in the development of irrigation systems.
They have great expertise in terms of soil and soil technology. And you know we have issues here with our soil, and that affects productivity. And if agriculture is going to be part of the growth strategy, we need to get the soil right. It's the heart of it.
The minister was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. The Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, has acquired a mobile unit geared towards improving access to justice services for persons in rural and inner-city communities across the island. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the mobile unit will be rolled out in Canaan Heights and Clarendon on Tuesday, January 17. The Denham Town and Marchpane communities will also be visited during the course of the week.
There are many reasons to celebrate this launch of this mobile unit. Firstly, it supports the ministry's strategic priority in improving access to justice. We can also achieve getting legal representation to persons who cannot now afford counsel, such as the mentally ill, the vulnerable, and many other persons.
The state-of-the-art coaster was acquired through support from international donor partners, the Legal Aid Council, and the Ministry of Justice. The unit is expected to visit 50 CSJP-targeted communities over the next 3 months. Appointments can be made via the Justice Ministry or Legal Aid Council for the unit to visit a community and provide legal and judicial consultation free of cost. And the Ministry of Health is urging members of the public to practice proper vector control measures to protect themselves from malaria. Earlier this month, Jamaican health authorities identified two imported cases of malaria. On January 5, one confirmed case was reported by the National Public Health Laboratory, and the second case reported by a private laboratory on January 6 is being retested. Chief Medical Officer CMO in the Ministry, Dr. Winston Delahaye, says while there is no cause for alarm, he is encouraging persons to practice proper vector control measures and to be cautious.
This isn't the time for us to get dressed and leave our homes. We must ensure we have our mosquito repellents on. That should be the standard practice in Jamaica. In addition to ridding anywhere you see in and around the home, elsewhere, of breeding sites as best as we can.
Persons are advised to apply mosquito repellent that contains DEET, wear long-sleeved, light-colored clothing, install screens on doors and windows, and to consider sleeping under mosquito nets. They should also cover water storage drums and clean roof gutters, air conditioning and refrigerator trays, and regularly clean dish drainers and flower pots to remove mosquito eggs. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.